The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyway, it's going to be fun. We will be there, all eyes on the Commanders and the Saints. But I figured we could take a look at some of the other key matchups this weekend, because there's a bunch of playoff important, you know, ramification games that are going to be played. Starting with tonight on Thursday Night Football while we're in the air. The Rams and the 49ers. I'm hoping we have TVs on the plane. If not, I've got to find a way to watch my YouTube TV on my phone, which I feel like shouldn't be that hard. But whatever that is, the finding a way to be on your phone,
yep.
I can never figure out on a flight. The guy next to me is watching a TV show that's like live somehow. The guy to my right is streaming a movie. The guy in front of me is working on a proposal. And I'm just like not being able to get a text through. Can't figure out how to get on the internet. I don't know how people do this.
Look, I turned it off and turned it back on. Anybody?
How do people get on anything? The wireless is there. I see the little logo when I get on the plane, and then nothing works.
Like, are you an American Delta Sky Miles Reverse Miles like special lookup customer? Like, I don't know.
I'm hoping Clary, because he's young, can help me figure out tonight how to get on the internet and how to stream the football game. But Rams Cardinals, and this becomes pretty significant to the Commanders, obviously. If San Francisco wins, even though they'll creep up on Washington a little bit, the Niners would be 7-7 with three games to play and an outside chance at making the playoffs. At least the Rams would be fended off at 7-7.
Yeah, that'd be massive.
And it'd be a game and a half difference, maybe two games by the time the Commanders hopefully beat the Saints. If the Rams win tonight, now all of a sudden Frisky LA is 8-6 and a Washington loss to the Saints getting upset this weekend, and there's a tie for the final wild card spot.
Yes, indeed.
Now, for the moment, the Commanders would have the tiebreaker because they have the better conference record. But now you're going into a game next week where you play the Eagles. The Rams next week are playing the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Rams beat the Niners tonight and Washington was somehow upset by the Saints, not likely but possible, you would be expected to no longer have a playoff spot at the end of next weekend because the Rams are going to be favored over the Jets and Washington's going to be an underdog. So that's the quick path and math to you want the Niners to beat the Rams tonight.
Without a doubt. And it makes it more complicated. It puts the Rams behind the eight ball, to your point. I mean, they already sort of had their misses, right, where they lost some games early on in the season and struggled. This is what they did last year when then they, at the end of the year, they ripped off a bunch of wins in a row and got themselves into the postseason. But if they lose, it just makes it complicated. And that's good for Washington, who's in, not outside looking in. So, you know, Washington obviously owns their own destiny here. You win a bunch of games, you get in, and that's kind of the end of the story. But if we're talking about scenarios that are realistic, it would not be crazy for the Rams to beat San Francisco tonight. They're 2.5-point dogs. It wouldn't be crazy for them to beat the Jets. So now all of a sudden they're breathing down your neck. There is a very good path to them winning 10 games. That puts, again, some pressure on you. I don't want it to get the tiebreakers. I don't want to have to go out and go, okay, well, Washington has a better NFC record, but only on Sundays, and then there's two common opponents and one of them tied. I don't want to do that. Just win a bunch of games and get in. But we have to, if we have to face that scenario, tonight is the one you'll probably look at and go, if the Rams win, they're going to make it, put some pressure on Washington here.
This game does not correspond directly to the Commanders, but it is an important one. The Chiefs play the Cleveland Browns at 1 o'clock on Sunday in Ohio. Kansas City's 12-1, and Cleveland is 3-10. Kansas City has a two-game lead on Buffalo for the number one seed in the AFC. But the Bills beat the Chiefs head-to-head. The only loss for Kansas City all year was to the Josh Allen-led Bills. If Buffalo can get even with KC in the win-loss column, they'll have the tiebreaker. The Bills have the most important game of their season, the best game of the weekend by far, 4 o'clock window, 425 national TV kick against the Detroit Lions. So a very losable game for Buffalo. But if the Chiefs were to drop a game to Cleveland, who's playing better, Jameis Winston puts up a lot of passing yards. They score more points than they did with Deshaun Watson at quarterback. They're only 3-10, but they're in most of these games now. We've seen them recently beat Pittsburgh.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If the Chiefs lose and the Bills beat the Lions, Buffalo's only one game back with the tiebreaker for the number one seed in the playoffs going through Orchard Park.
So the Chiefs are good. I'm not saying they're not. They're 12-1. Obviously, that's not a great bit of analysis here. But they've been playing with their food a little bit at times. This is sort of like, reminds you of the Celtics big three that's like, we're not going to hit the gas all year long with these veterans and finish with the one seed. We don't care about that. Let us get to the postseason. Some of these teams that have enough pedigree, you know, believe there's another gear they can get to. So if you look at them overall, in terms of like outscoring their opponents, they're pedestrian. They have a worse point differential than the two teams trailing them, just in the AFC West, for example.
The Broncos and Chargers have a better
point differential, right?
So, would not have guessed that.
So Kansas City, again, is 12-1, and they've earned it. They're really good. They're going to the AFC title game again.
You also don't want to play them in the playoffs.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, this isn't me knocking them. This is me saying this is where they are. They're due for a couple upsets. They're due to maybe drop a game or two.
Here's some intrigue, another AFC playoff-type game in terms of a team that's going to be in and a team that wants to try to fight its way back into the picture. Dolphins at Texans. Houston does not really pass the eye test at this point. They're 2-3 in their last five games with losses to the Jets, Lions, and Titans. That's two really bad losses.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Titans over the last month. They barely beat the Jaguars, but they avoided even more catastrophe there. So 8-5 Houston. Almost certainly going to win the AFC South. But the Dolphins at 6-7 have to probably run the table to get in at 10-7. They play the Texans, then the Niners, then they finish a little softer with the Browns and the Jets. They are playing a lot better football. They're 4-1 in their last five. Had the one letdown bad performance against the Packers on Thanksgiving night. That was their only loss since early November. But I'm excited to see this game because I think that the Texans are either going to win, it'll feel like a get-right game, and they'll be back where they need to be. Or if the Dolphins win, really two huge storylines. Houston can't be trusted. They're a Super Bowl contender on paper, according to a lot of people, after a big offseason. And then the Dolphins at 7-7 will absolutely be in the mix. They're going to be in that in-the-hunt graphic.
Yeah, so they'll still be trailing, but now they're the team that is doing what the Rams have already started to do, which is gain some ground, breathing down the neck of a couple of teams that are fine, thinking about the Chargers and the Broncos, who, you know, how much do you trust them in late December-type football? Again, they've had good seasons, both those teams that I just referenced, but are you sure they're going to hold off a surging Miami team?
I told you the Bills and the Lions is the best game of the weekend, and I do believe that. 425 on Sunday. There's another really good game at that same time.
It's not Jets-Jaguars.
No. 425 on Sunday, Steelers-Eagles.
Yeah.
10-3 Pittsburgh, 11-2 Philadelphia. That is an awesome game.
Phenomenal.
Philly could be even with Detroit at the end of the day. If they beat the Steelers and the Lions lose to the Bills, which is very possible, both of those teams would be 12-2. Tied for the number one seed. Obviously important to Washington because if they stay in the seventh spot in the NFC playoff picture, they're going to the two seed. Is that going to be Philly? Is that going to be Detroit? It'll be one of those two teams. So that's a game you absolutely need to keep an eye on. I love watching Pittsburgh. I know it's kind of ugly and they muck it up and it's defense and running game and, you know, pushing people around. But there's just something old school and fun about a Mike Tomlin coached, physical, grounding, bruising team.
And their offense is better than you think, too. They've been mildly prolific at times over the last couple of months. By the way, does it surprise you?
That's quite an endorsement. Not that you're wrong. Like, that's the perfect way to say it.
Yeah, because they get the show against Cleveland.
Mildly prolific at times.
Yeah, I mean, I associate them with 12 points last year, you know, in wins by the offense, like 3 field goals and like a safety and then some sort of weird like drop kick. Like, that's who they were. Now they're like score touchdowns. Does it surprise you, though, by the way? 5.5-point dogs, Pittsburgh, this week. With everything swirling around Philadelphia, Pittsburgh coming off the loss, 5.5-point road dogs. I thought that was a big number.
That is a big number. Yeah, I would say that's because there's an expectation. First of all, you're on the road. I know it's the same state, but it's going to be well-traveled. Crowd will be there from Pittsburgh. But that's a tough place to go play,
yes,
as we
is.
Saw. So that's a couple and a half points, whatever. And then I would say that there is something to like the banding together maybe after this week of all the turmoil for a good team. I could see something like that. A couple people are asking us, by the way, where we're going to do the show from tomorrow. Assuming we make it to New Orleans in time to broadcast at 2 o'clock, we'll be at Hotel Monteleone in New Orleans, right off Bourbon Street. So if you're near or around the French Quarter, if you're downtown as you land, you should come by. We're going to be, you can walk in, there's going to be signs that redirect you right to where we're broadcasting from. So you should come say hello. And then on Monday, before you fly out, if you're kicking it during the afternoon, we'll be at Brennan's, which is the best restaurant
just
in
iconic,
New Orleans.
Man.
It's one of the oldest restaurants in America. It's an absolutely amazing, historical, wonderful place. So you should come see us there.